Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Super excited about these two conversations that we had. We sat down with two legends. We sat down with Aaron Rodgers, who finally sat down with the New York media and his presser today. And then also Woody Johnson, the owner. That's a historical moment for us. It's the first time we've ever sat down with an owner. Super excited about sharing this conversation that we've had. I don't take these moments for granted. You know, as a former athlete, retired athlete, sitting down with organization, an owner, and an athlete, and one of their biggest moments is pretty cool. This is Aaron Rodgers' first sit down as a Jet, and that's pretty cool. So, welcome to Paper Route. Big day, potentially a historic day for the franchise.
Not even potentially. It is an historic day. When we got you, Brandon, that was an historic day.
I appreciate that. But this is 10 times better.
Somebody like Aaron Rodgers will help everybody. It'll make everybody better.
Mm-hmm.
And having played the game as many years as he has the ability to synthesize and teach as well.
Yeah.
And eliminate a lot of the stuff that makes it difficult for players to play naturally and fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the team is going to naturally get better just having him in the room.
You've owned the team for 23 years. Where does this day rank amongst all the other days you've had as the owner of the Jets?
We know that day that you caught that pass from Fitzy. That go route, 50 yards, to win the game.
See, this
first
is
play the game.
This is the ambassador of this is the ambassador in you.
No, but I'm telling you, that was that day I was with all these people that didn't understand football over Wembley Stadium. They didn't have a clue. But when they saw that, there's something to this game.
Yeah.
I think that encouraged football in London, that one play.
Yeah.
So you did it.
Well, I appreciate that. So it's a giant day.
Seriously, this is big. This is a great moment. And the fact that he would come here and wanted to come here, when a lot of teams have been trying to get him for years, and the fact that he came to the Jets, why? And he explained it. He came for the culture. He came for the Robert Saleh, the coach, and Joe, and the culture that they put together here.
You talk about culture. I was playing for the Chicago Bears. You go out and you hire Todd Bowles. Coach Bowles turned around and he says, Brandon, I would love for you to come play for me here. Outside, looking in, and even some of the talk, the way they talked about the Jets, a lot going on. Someone referred to it as like a circus or something like that. There was a lot of talk before I got here. And then when I got here and I played for seven teams.
Right.
It was the greatest experience I've ever had. Do you take that personal?
I do. I do take it
that
personal.
That outside noise?
I do. You know, Todd is a great friend of mine. He really is. He is so good and so true. He's so authentic. Todd Bowles. You know, he won a Super Bowl after leaving here. And when I see him, I'm so lucky that we had him here in this. Yeah, I take it personally. I mean, we work for the players. I mean, we're responsible for the young men that come in here. And their parents and their relatives have invested so much in these young men.
Yeah.
When they're here, I feel obligated to give them an environment that they can flourish and thrive.
Yeah.
And I wish I had done it more. I wish I could do it more.
Yeah. Well, we have this term in the culture. We say, we'll give you your flowers. Have you ever heard someone say, I'm going to give you your flowers?
Right.
You know, you ever heard?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you your flowers here, right? Because I don't think that what that statement is true, what you just said, that everyone puts the players first. The Jets, your organization, our organization, the culture starts with you, and then it trickles down to everyone else. Every time I come back, it doesn't matter if I'm in the cafeteria, I'm in the equipment room, you have the comms team, marketing team, training room. There's people that's been here 25, 30 years.
Right.
That says a lot. This is the best culture that I've ever been in. And I've drafted to Denver Broncos, Chicago Bears, wow. Miami Dolphins, Seattle Seahawks, New Orleans Saints. So I want to give you your flowers. I think
you've done a great job. I appreciate that.
And you deserve this moment. And I also feel, you know, obviously we still have a lot of work to do, but you deserve to have fun this year.
I want me to have fun, the players to have fun, and the fans. So we all work for the
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
I need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fans. Mm-hmm. I want them to have fun. Okay. And to be, and they're, you know, what I'm seeing right now, Brandon, they're coming out of the woodwork. People that were kind of in the shadows are coming out and they're saying, what's going on? I'm a Jets fan. I want to get a Jets hat. Right. Maybe this one.
Right.
But they're not afraid to show that they're Jets fans.
I want to go back to Aaron Rodgers. When did you know that was the guy? There was a couple opportunities out there. Jimmy Garoppolo, there was talk about Lamar Jackson. You know, he's still available. You know, you had Carr. When did you know
Aaron Rodgers was the guy? Very, very impressed with Derek, you know. But when you have a chance to get somebody like Aaron Rodgers, that's pretty special. And the fact that he wanted to come here,
right,
and it was his idea, that's even better, right? So it was a wonderful thing. He's got a long way to go. He's amazing, though. He's got it. He must have an unbelievable photographic memory, because he's really wants to meet the players. He wants to know their face and about them and what makes them tick. And he already knows a lot of people in the building day one. And I think the players will respond. I think they'll respond to him.
It seems like they already have.
Yeah.
Seeing the tweets, seeing the posts from Sauce to Garrett to Hall.
What is Sauce saying, Garrett?
I mean, they're saying everything. What aren't they saying?
Well, they were recruiting them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They did your job.
You can't do it by yourself.
Right.
You need a team. And there's nobody better than those two.
Right.
And when you mention those two, I mean, those are terrific young men.
Is this Super Bowl or bust? And can you not give me the political answer?
It's not often we
get an opportunity to sit down with an owner of a team.
This is
a historical day for I Am Athlete, our platform.
Yeah.
This is the first owner that we've sat down with.
Get out.
Yeah, you're making history.
Jeez, I didn't know.
Can you ask some of your buddies to sit down with me?
Brent, you're so famous. All you have to do is ask, and they'll do it for you. No, I can't say that because I don't like to put pressure on anybody. And obviously, we'd like to win every game, and we'd like to win every point. I say, I'd rather have the defense be actually offense. I told the defensive coordinator today, why aren't you on offense? Because if you intercept the ball, now you're on offense. You can do both. You can be defensive coordinator. You can also run the offense because you have the ball, right?
Yeah.
So we want to do all that stuff, but you got to give our guys a chance to get it, to put it together, get to know who all these new players are. They know the youth that we have is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
They're so young. I mean, they're so young and so cool.
Joe did a phenomenal job.
He did a phenomenal job. Like I went and I did pull-ups the other day, and one of the young guys came up to me and he said, oh yeah, I can do 20. I said, I'm sure you can. He's a big guy, you know? So he whipped off about five and I said, stop. I don't want to get you hurt. But he was willing to do it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's what you got. Yeah. You got these young guys. There's no way you say, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's going to win.
I played 13 years in the National Football League.
Wow.
Stopped here, obviously.
And
like
amazing.
I said earlier, gave you your flowers. The greatest football experience I've ever had. Love you guys to death. Never made the playoffs.
And I'm sorry.
Obviously, never even sniffed the Super Bowl,
no.
Right? You've owned a team for 23 years. We're talking about one of the biggest playoff droughts in, you know, all of the major sports.
Yep.
Does that keep you up at night? Like, that's what I want to get. That basically my goal of this sit down with you, I wanted the world to see how competitive you are. Now, I know you said you got to tame expectations, but man, hoisting a Lombardi. You know how special it is.
Why am I in this thing to begin with?
Huh?
I'm only in it to win. I'm only in it to win. I don't care about anything else, really, because I want to bring it to the players and the fans. That's my number one goal.
Mm.
And if you ask anybody around here, you know, we're going to do it. Now I think we've got some good things going with our offensive coordinator, with the new coaches we brought in. I think we got some experience. We got guys that can put some lumber on it when it needs to. You've got to know how to deal with players, but they want to win, and so you've got to teach them how to win.
These are the last two questions. Land a plane to get really quick. Let you go. Do whatever owners do. I don't know what y'all do. Like I don't know how you split your time.
You don't want to know.
Okay, well, I don't want to know then. Hypothetically speaking, we win a Super Bowl this year, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. What are you doing right after?
I can't even imagine what that would be like. I mean, it's like going to heaven, I guess. People have done it over and over. You know, we got almost there. We were planning with Rex, you know, way back. And I just remember the feeling that I never felt before. And when I went to this last Super Bowl, which I think was one of the greatest Super Bowls ever, and I watched the Kansas City players, the linemen, come out, and I watched some of the other skill players come out, and I saw something in their eyes. I've never been on a football field at a Super Bowl.
Mm.
And it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I want to experience that.
Mm.
I'd love to experience it.
Okay.
Yeah, no question.
Last one. Hypothetically speaking, the end of the day,
I don't do hypotheticals.
We have Aaron Rodgers here. You like how I'm saying we, right?
Yes.
Okay. We have Aaron Rodgers here now. Okay. We win it. Does the picks even matter? Because he was like, oh, the compensations, giving up a one in year two.
It never mattered.
Okay. Why?
You got Aaron Rodgers.
That's the show.
That's it.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.